Here now.
Don't hurt yourself with it, boy.
You put it back.
I was just testing its balance.
What are ye knowing about such things?
Rumpar walked over and roughly pulled the sword from Adrian, humiliating him.
I know how to fight.
A bare-knuckled brawler.
Surely made for the all hordes.
I have done battle with finer weapons than that.
The look that Adrian noticed coming from Rumpar told him without doubt that he might have just put himself upon an irreversible course.
Ye should be watching your words more carefully, little one.
Adrian thought that perhaps he should back off, but the boredom of the uneventful weeks and the casual dismissal of his work with the beaver dam made him itching for some action.
But my words are the truth. Far better weapons. And I know how to use them, Rumpar, beyond that which you can imagine. In this town, out here on the frontier of the wild, it seems folly that such a weapon as that sword hangs unused above your mantle, when I could put it to better use.
Good to know.
I could. Chasing bandits or orcs or slaying dangerous animals. I will fight you for the sword.
He'd as soon part with his daughter.
Then I will fight you for the chance to borrow your sword. If I best you, then you let me carry it and use it as necessary. And if you best me, then I will offer you my services. Cutting wood, cleaning your house, whatever tasks you choose for 1 month, every morning, early before I go to my other duties.
Rumpar stared at him long and hard, and Adrian recognized that the man was going to dismiss him and his ridiculous challenge out of hand.
Go, Rumpar! Teach a foolish whelp a lesson he'll soon not forget.
Yeah, it'll be good for the boy to learn that lesson now.
Do it, Rumpar! Come on, Rumpar!
1 month. Make it 5 months.
A year, then. Or 5 years. It matters not at all.
The man held up his large fist.
You're thinking ye can match this?
Not the fist. The sword. You use the sword, and I will use...
Adrian glanced all around, his gaze at last settling on a broom leaning in the corner.
I will use this.
If you're fighting to first blood, you'll have a heap of whacking to do with that.
Go on your way, boy, before I teach ye a lesson.
Before you lose your reputation, you mean, warrior. Take up your precious sword and learn.
Ooh. Kick him good, Rumpar!
Young upstart!
Rumpar took his sword up reverently, turning it over in one hand. He closed his eyes, and Adrian could see that he was replaying old days of battle. Adrian envied him those memories, the opportunity he had known, and had apparently wasted to add his name to the list of the immortals. Rumpar looked back at Adrian, who stood holding the broomstick, and the man's gaze had altered, taking on a more serious and grim feature.
You're going to get yourself hurt, boy.
In response, Adrian leapt forward and quickly swept the broom so that it slapped Rumpar across the backside. Rumpar leapt forward, the sword going in a roundabout slash, streaking in for Adrian's head. Adrian had no trouble skittering back 3 short steps out of range. Rumpar continued forward, overbalancing. Adrian, his broomstick held across his chest in both hands, punched out with his left hand, bringing his weapon over the advancing blade. Then he drove it and Rumpar's sword down. Adrian brought the broom right back, the bristle sliding across Rumpar's grisly face. Then Adrian reversed his grip and released his left hand in order to complete the broomstick's rotation down and under. The broom's momentum brought its end firmly into his left armpit, and he quickly transferred the weapon to his left hand. Using his torso as the fulcrum, Adrian drove his left hand out to the side, the broom smacking hard against Rumpar's sword hand.